they can't escape it. You know, it's in their home, it's in their teaching environment. You know, we have to make sure that we can provide some kind of service where we can get some form of counselling to make sure these children are supported.
There was a study done looking at the mental health of people affected by the DCB crisis. Now, am I right in saying that this study was for adults?
There was one for adults and there's one currently being peer-read for children. Now, I've seen the results and the results are nearly identical, and it shows that there's a real crisis coming when it comes to mental health. Not that it's already here, but it's been recognised now in this report, this study that's coming out, and we need to be proactive, not reactive, and make sure that there's counselling in place, a support hub in place for children, and possibly for adults too. I would recommend that we have an all-out support hub to make sure that we're covering everybody affected with DCB.
And I'm thinking here, I'm being really, I suppose, empathetic, thinking about the parents that are involved in this here. You know, it's they're trying to, I suppose, keep things going for their children, but they know that their children's probably suffering as well, and they're trying to manage their own mental health and as well as just everything else.
Yeah, look, listen, Karen Kirby's survey and the study came out of that basically shows that there's a crisis involving mental health in Donegal when a family with defective concrete homes. We need to make sure we put the services in place to deal with this, because they're not just dealing with the fact is their home's crumbling. They can't heat in their homes anymore. They're financially under pressure. And then their children are suffering mental health issues.
And now you had a meeting with Minister Norma Foley. What was the results of that?
Yeah, well, I engaged with Norma Foley regarding this issue, and I've engaged with her before regarding this issue, and she understands this. She understands what is coming down the line, but I think that she failed to realise the scale of it. And I explained to her what's going on, and she says, well, there's family resource centres and all. I understand this, but we need a dedicated hub to make sure that children affected living in defective concrete homes can benefit from counselling, not six sessions of counselling. They need to be supported. They need to be helped. And six sessions of counselling will not do that. We need a proper supported hub to make sure that this comes to play. Because down the line, this will be generational trauma. We already have people in their 20s and 30s who have been living with defective concrete for years who are suffering. And they're suffering in silence. But we cannot allow this to continue. We have to support the children and then the adults. We have to make sure that there's proper mental health services in place for people living in defective concrete homes.
And are you confident that support's going to be put in place whenever we see how difficult it is to get the social homes looked after and the scheme in general at the minute, yourself and many, most people on the ground are saying just isn't up to par?
No, what I'm saying to them now is recognise the crisis, recognise the humanitarian crisis that it is. These people who are living in defective homes are traumatised. This is the same as people who have been displaced, people who are refugees or people escaping persecution. It's the same sort of trauma. So what you're doing is you're trying to put something in place to make sure that these people down the line can avail of a service that can prevent further harm to their mental health down the line. And it's very, very important that we have a hub in place.